New Delhi. A recent World Health Organization, WHO, report has raised alarms over cholera outbreaks in Southeast Asia, with India reporting 5 deaths from January to October this year. The report highlights the ongoing threat of waterborne diseases in countries with vulnerable water and sanitation systems. According to WHO data, the highest number of cholera cases in the Southeast Asia region was recorded in Myanmar, 2,280, India, 1,923, and Nepal, 1,802, during the same period. From January 1 to October 26, 2025, the global tally reached 565,404 cases and 7,074 deaths across 32 countries spanning 5 WHO regions. The Eastern Mediterranean region reported the largest number of cases, followed by Africa, Southeast Asia, the Americas, and the Western Pacific. In October alone, 35,026 new cholera cases were reported across 20 countries, marking a 34% decline from the previous month. The Eastern Mediterranean region accounted for the highest number of new infections, while Southeast Asia reported 200 cases, mainly from Nepal, 143, and Myanmar, 57, with no deaths in that month. Despite the lower October figures, India remains vulnerable due to seasonal and environmental factors. Experts say outbreaks are often linked to monsoon rains, flooding, and inadequate sanitation. Dr. Tamarish Cole, a public health specialist, noted that cholera and acute watery diarrhea continue to be endemic in India. The WHO reported 1,923 cases and 5 deaths reflect only officially confirmed data and may underestimate the real impact at the state and community levels. Recent outbreaks in Odisha and Assam show that local cases and fatalities can exceed WHO figures due to reporting delays or differences in classification. Cholera is caused by the bacterium Vibrio cholerae and spreads through contaminated water. The National Center for Disease Control, NCDC, emphasizes early diagnosis and prompt medical treatment as key to saving lives. Stagnant rainwater, blocked sewage systems, and contamination of municipal water pipelines were cited as the main drivers in recent outbreaks. The Indian government has stepped up preventive measures. Public health campaigns focus on water, sanitation, and hygiene, wash, practices, along with vaccination programs using oral cholera vaccines. Authorities are also working to make villages open defecation-free and ensure access to safe toilets. While vaccines provide moderate to high protection, experts warn that they do not offer complete immunity, making hand hygiene and safe water critical. Regions most at risk include monsoon-prone coastal and riverine districts, peri-urban slums, tea plantations, and areas with disrupted water supply. Seasonal surges often occur in these vulnerable pockets rather than uniformly across the country. Experts caution that discrepancies between WHO data and state-level reports are common. Delays in laboratory confirmation, differences in reporting standards, and the inclusion of suspected versus confirmed cases all contribute to the apparent mismatch. WHO notes that global numbers may be revised as more information becomes available.